Of course it is. Steinar's smile was crooked. As I say, very few of the brethren have ever learned the full truth of St. Journaud's writings. But by protecting and preserving the portions of St. Journaud's teachings, of which they are aware, they also protect and preserve the portion of which they are not aware. For reasons I'm sure you can understand, it's been necessary to limit complete knowledge to a relatively small number of people. That's been a problem for many of us over the centuries, because it goes against the grain to deceive, even if only by omission, those who are truly our brothers. Yet we've had no choice, and so the majority of the brethren have always viewed our purpose as gradual reform, as teaching the clergy to truly serve the souls of God's children rather than the wealth and power of Mother Church. Even that has scarcely been a safe mission over the years, of course. But many of our number, the majority of whom do not know the existence of Journaud's journal, have risen to relatively high positions in our local churches, and from those positions they've sheltered and aided other brethren of St. Journaud, which is, of course, one reason why such a high percentage of our local priests were prepared to support our break with the Council of Vicars. I can see that, too, Merlin agreed. Don't misunderstand me, Merlin, Steinar said soberly. When Journaud's journal was first unsealed 400 years ago, it was deeply shocking to the then abbot. Only his own deep-seated faith in the teachings of St. Journaud kept him from doing one of the things you'd wondered about. He very seriously considered simply destroying all of it, but he couldn't bring himself to do it. Even the mainstream church has a deep and abiding reverence for written testimony. That goes back to the original Adams and Eves who wrote the testimonies, I suppose. And, of course, 400 years ago, there were far fewer literate Safeholdians than there are today. Merlin nodded again. The Church of God Awaiting's historical and doctrinal experience included none of the textual disputes of terrestrial tradition. The documents which composed the Church's official canon had been defined by the archangels themselves, not by any potentially fallible councils of humans, which automatically placed them beyond any possibility of dispute. And there was no tradition of false gospels or other fraudulent documents deliberately constructed to discredit the Church's faith in its formative period. There'd been no formative period, and any attempt to produce such false gospels would have been buried without a trace under the writings of 8 million literate colonists. As a consequence, Safehold approached the historicity of the Church with a completely different mindset from that of terrestrial theologians. Every scrap of history only proved the accuracy of the Church's traditions, and so became one more pillar of support, not a seedbed of skepticism. Of course, that could change, couldn't it? As the decades and centuries passed in a society deliberately locked into muscle and wind power, with all of the hard labor required to support such a society, that universal literacy had disappeared. By and large, there had been exceptions, especially in the church. Only the upper classes had retained the leisure time to become literate. And as the ability to read and write had become less and less common, the reverence of the common and illiterate man and woman for the written records whose mysteries they could not penetrate had become paradoxically greater and greater. And that must have suited the Council of Vicars just fine, he thought grimly. In fact, Mother Church may well have encouraged the trend, since the illiterate members of the Church became completely dependent upon their hierarchy to instruct them about the contents of those mysterious books they could no longer read for themselves. and that, in turn, became one more tool for strangling independence of thought in its cradle. On the other hand, the fact that literacy's been on the upswing again for a century or so is one of the reasons the wheels are threatening to come off their neat little mind control machine, isn't it?